greetings once again. Welcome. Bienvenidos. Hola. Aloha. Weinihau. Namaste. Konnichiwa. Guten Tag. Bonjour. Salam. Shalom. Peace. Now, from the entertainment capital of the vivisection prison, McNugget Pharmaceutical, cheese-covered, post-constitutional Repub oil can industrial complex in the corporation of the United States of Listeria, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, the planet's first and only vegan program on commercial radio airwaves. And really the only vegan program on non-commercial airwaves, too, in Southern California, at least, because we are more progressive than KPFK, more progressive than Air America Radio with their gun-toting, meat-eating liberal Ed Schultz. That's how he promotes himself on there, the gun-toting, meat-eating lefty. And and then that pretty much does it for the liberal media, as if they existed anyway. Yeah, compared to what? You know, the lunatic fringe that has hijacked the public airwaves? Thanks to that son of a colon, Michael Powell, son of Colin Powell, FCC chairman who orchestrated the media consolidation. Goodbye. Good riddance, Michael. Job poorly done there. Glad to see you leaving the office. Thanks a lot for leaving us with the corporation media of the ABC, NBC, BS, Fox censorship channel. That's all we get. Gives us the kind of radio that, I don't know. I drive a lot between Los Angeles and San Diego, so I'm scanning the radio dial quite a bit. It's no wonder this country is as messed up as it is. Folks like this Michael Savage, people like that, get a hold of the microphone? How? I don't understand. And his audience is just so deferential to him, you know, saying, oh, Dr. Savage this and Dr. Savage that. So Dr. Savage is spewing forth this nonsense, praising that Marine general who was in San Diego recently, saying killing people is fun. Killing people is fun. What an obscene comment. I mean, it's unbelievable. We get all upset about Janet Jackson's wardrobe, and we have a Marine general, 3-star Marine General James Mattis, in San Diego recently saying, quote, actually, it's quite fun to fight them, you know. It's a hoot. It's fun to shoot some people. And the Marine Corps didn't dismiss him. They just said he should have chosen his words more carefully. Actually, he should probably choose his fun more carefully. Probably a hunter in the past, huh? I hope he's not still in San Diego. I'm a little concerned if I'm on the freeway, if I'm on the 5, or a little concerned about road rage with somebody like that on the roads. So it's fun to shoot people, huh? Maybe because it was fun to hunt. Fun, yeah, I don't know. What does that say about our society? Where do we get so perverted? Maybe it is that aberrant and abhorrent recreational activity of hunting, that so-called sport of glorifying sniping. Why is that culturally acceptable, huh? And Janet Jackson's wardrobe isn't, but go out and kill, you know, it's obviously not a big leap from killing a bunny rabbit. Killing bunny rabbit, fun. Killing people, fun. Killing Bambi, fun. Killing people, fun. Shooting puppies, fun. There are stray dogs wandering all over Arachnam right now. Same as with our overpopulation here, our population problem, as it is here, kill the dogs, right? As it is there, kill the dogs. Your United States GovEnronment has actually hired contractors to shoot them, to shoot dogs. And sounds like a job that Safari Club member and caged hunt aficionado Dick Cheney would appreciate, or at least get the contract for his company, Halliburton. Contractors have been hired to shoot dogs on American military bases in Arachnam. Some American military units have been ordered to shoot dogs on site also on bases, supposedly fearing disease, so they've set up traps and they're shooting dogs there. Must be fun. Just ask General James Mattis. It's a hoot to shoot. Protecting Monsanto's right to force Iraqis to use Terminator seeds. Roundup ready. Iraqi farmers, by decree, will not be able to collect seeds for agriculture, as they've done for thousands of years. Now they have to buy their seeds every year from Monsanto. Every year. Can you believe that?
I know, and you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
I mean, you get my perspective that way, but, you know, you get other perspectives from geeks the likes of Dr. Michael Savage, who says about Marine General James Mattis, he's a hero. He's like the new John Wayne. I really feel sorry for you, what you have to endure on the radio when you're not listening to this here vegan radio show, huh? I was listening to those meatheads on the FM talk station in L.A. What's their name? What are their names? I think it's Frosty, Frank, and Heidi, their show, something like that. So they're all upset with PETA, who has successfully pressured Mercedes-Benz to offer a non-leather option on all of its models. So if you've been holding back, all my activist friends who are also so wealthy but, you know, wanted to buy a luxury car but couldn't buy a Mercedes, well, I guess now you can do it, because Mercedes is going to offer leather-free vehicles, all models. So you can go buy one if you want, if you've been holding out. Or you could buy a Toyota Prius, which doesn't offer leather at all on any of its models. But anyway, Frosty and Frank and Heidi are all upset that it's not a luxury car without leather, without someone's skin. And so what if it takes the skins of, 16 cows to make a car interior luxurious? They get all upset about the guy in Florida who bit off a parrot's head, just for fun. I don't know why they got upset with him. I mean, after all, isn't killing fun? You get it from your meaty But they really got upset about the guy who bit off the parrot's head. But they're all upset about Mercedes caving in and not offering leather. So, I mean, just in comparison of numbers, it just doesn't make sense here why they wouldn't celebrate Mercedes' decision also, as they would celebrate a bird not getting her head bitten off. I don't know. It's beyond me. Why they wouldn't extend compassion to those who would become seat cushions and steering wheel trim and dashboard decoration. Killing is not only fun, it's decorative. Like all the fur being worn these days, because it doesn't look like fur anymore. So other earthlings' fur is fun when you don't recognize it or consider what it is and how it got there. All those pseudo-artists at the Grammys in pseudo-fashion showing off the bling-bling in pastels and knit textures now. So easy to forget about the trapping, the clubbing, the caging, the gassing, the drowning, the anal electrocution. Hurry up and club those 300,000 baby seals up there in Canada already. I really need a new coat, you know? Actually, with the San Diego City Council members like Scott Peters, who needs seal clubbers anyway? We can just wait for our new clothes to float ashore on the beaches of La Jolla. By the way, I do want to thank everyone who came out to Casa Beach in La Jolla last Sunday to form the heart that we did. our Valentine's message to the SEALs, that we love them and want to protect them. So many great people out there holding a sign, raking a line, people whose interactions with the SEALs are making them actually want to go vegan. Now they're extending their compassion too. And folks saying, well, I see people being cruel to the SEALs out here and scaring them, and you know, there have been deaths out there recently, and it's, you know, just because I don't see what happens to the animals that I eat, that I keep eating meat. But that's going to change. A number of people had expressed that sentiment to me last week out there on the beach, and I think that's great. I was listening to, going up and down the radio dial again, I was listening to a singer, guitar player, Steve Earle, getting interviewed on an L.A. station prior to his concert about a week ago, too. And he's become a real anti-war activist, had been very pro-gun in his life, and he sang a song, a very moving song, called A Pistol is the Devil's Right Hand. And after he sang it, he said he's for peace and nonviolence, but he still eats meat. And he said he knows it's hypocritical, but he doesn't see what happens to the animals, so he can still eat meat. Please, see what happens to the animals before your next bite of cadaver. I recommend you go to my website. It's goveganradio.com, GOVEGANRADIO.com, and click right where it says, click here for a video guaranteed to make you vegan instantly. You owe it to the animals just to do that, okay? As you may have gone out to Casa Beach and have seen for yourself, the mean-spiritedness that the SEALs have to endure from people who want to chase them away from their home. Where are they supposed to go? They can't go to an inland development. I'm always fascinated by what first-time visitors have to say when they visit the SEALs. They just can't imagine that people can be so mean. They just don't understand what's going on down there. And those of us who hold the signs and demonstrate in favor of the SEALs, we really can't understand it either. Why there are people out there, as they probably are today, harassing the SEALs. And that's why you're needed to volunteer to hold a sign and rake a line and let the people know that the SEALs need their space. It's the pupping season, time for the babies to be born, and little Precious, who was just born there, needs our protection. Oh, I don't know if you had a chance to see last Sunday's Union Tribune in San Diego, but it said that the Humane Society, this is a quote, Terry Rogers, staff writer, the Humane Society of the United States yesterday, and yesterday would have meant last Saturday, the 12th, the Humane Society of the United States yesterday announced it will sue the city of San Diego and the National Marine Fisheries Service unless officials put a rope barrier back up to protect La Jolla's famous harbor seal colony. Wayne Pacelli, Humane Society president and chief executive officer, said the city and federal government's failure to safeguard the seals from the human intruders is improper and violates state and federal laws, including the Marine Mammal Protection Act. Quote, when we see the law being violated like this, we do not sit on the sidelines, Pacelli said at a news conference. Pacelli's announcement came after a keynote speech that he made in town. The Humane Society has 8 million members, and it's the nation's largest animal welfare organization. Pacelli said the plight of the seal rookery is, quote, one of the most significant marine mammal issues on the West Coast, end quote. And continuing in the article, it says, the rookery is the only mainland site south of Carpinteria where the species come ashore to give birth. The birthing season runs from January to July. And, we had a problem there. And in response to people who don't seem to have enough beach south of Casa Beach and north of Casa Beach, all those hundreds of miles of beach available to them. So in response to their concerns, the city council last fall ordered the barrier removed and enacted a shared use policy intended to encourage people to resume sunbathing and swimming and diving there. It's only the SEALs don't really like to share their home. Perhaps you can invite the SEALs to your home, to your swimming pool, and have them hang around your home, huh? San Diego City Councilman Scott Peters, whose district includes La Jolla, I'm reading from the Union Tribune article, yesterday said the city is working with federal officials to provide the seals protection during the pupping season. And again, you know, with protectors like Scott Peters, who needs the seal clubbers? Let's see, the seals, what Pacelli was saying is, the seals just need a tiny little area in order to be protected. We don't understand the city's stubbornness and the disregard for federal law. You know something? We don't understand that. What is going on here? It's just way too bizarre, and you know, the seals have it rough. They have it rough here in San Diego. They have it rough up in Canada now, as 300,000 of them are about to be killed. And if we look at the AFP news service, seal hunting has become a tourist sport now in Norway. It says here in the article, amidst scathing criticism from environmental groups, Norway has given the green light for foreign tourists to hunt seals in the Scandinavian country, officials said recently. Based on a parliamentary decision last year, we are authorizing foreign hunters, and I emphasize hunters, because they must have a hunting license to come hunt seals here if they are accompanied by a Norwegian hunting company. Sigbjorn Larsen, a spokesperson for the Ministry of Fisheries and Coastal Affairs, told AFP, Norway decided last year to permit specialized tour operators to ferry seal hunters from abroad, and this month issued the official authorization to let the hunts begin. Quote, we have long lists and we'll get started as soon as the weather permits, something we expect to happen in the beginning of March. Then we'll continue through April 15th. Roger Item of tour operator Norsafari told Norwegian daily newspaper. The Norwegian government insists that too many seals damage the country's fishing industry and also harm the seals themselves, and has fixed a quota of about 2,100 authorized killings per year, because killing is fun. Didn't we learn that? When there are too many seals, they eat a lot of fish. How do you like that, huh? When there are too many drift nets, we kill a lot of fish. For fun, huh? Okay, now foreign hunters can help cull the seals in the Norwegian quota, he said, adding that the seal hunting will remain strictly forbidden in the period when mother seals are nursing, and, you know, baby seals are off limits too, until a certain date on the calendar, then blow mom away for fun. The Norwegian chapter of environmental group Greenpeace, meanwhile, insists that seals have nothing to do with problems in Norway's fishing industry, which it says are caused by fishing quotas that are way too high. Quote, we still recommend that the idea of tourist hunts for seals be put on ice, and that the government stop blaming the seals for its bad fishing policy. That from Greenpeace official Truls Gullovsen. And then the organization also said it had little patience with government claims that the move will bolster Norway's tourism industry, insisting that tourists are more likely to be frightened than attracted by the pastime. Of course, who wants to go to Norway with all those maniacs visiting, where killing is fun, huh? Like the general said, and you know, killing. I just wanted to fit this in here, an AP story, and a February 7th AP report informs us that an Interior Ministry official in Kuwait City confirmed a report that militant suspects captured in recent police raids confessed to planning to use ice cream trucks packed with explosives to attack U.S. military convoys traveling in Iraq. Some trucks were to be outfitted with even more dangerous weapons of mass Mickey destruction. Ice cream itself! Now you're playing dirty, huh? Didn't that Marine general also say it's actually fun to feed the enemy ice cream? I thought that was another quote of his. I'm not sure if... I'll have to look that up, see which news service carried that one. And yes, happy Chinese New Year. Happy New Year. It is the year of the rooster. And I found this article written, actually a really good article, from a sophomore journalism student at Arizona State University. that appeared in that school's newspaper. His name, Tyler Thompson. And what Tyler said in his sophomore journalism writing, which I think he has more journalistic experience than that Jeff Gannon dude. But anyway, so Tyler Thompson says, according to Zodiac folklore, roosters are independent and persistent animals that hate to fail, characteristics that lead the birds to fight to death. Symbolizing strength, courage, and trustworthiness, roosters are said to be spiritually connected with the sun, Yang in Chinese culture. It is the year of the rooster, you know. Roosters are, continuing with Tyler here, roosters are also strongly connected with the brutal sport of cockfighting. In ancient China, where cockfighting has its roots, emperors and commoners revered such fights as entertainment. In Western culture, cockfighting is said to date back to ancient Greeks. Today, cockfights are only legal in two U.S. states, New Mexico and Louisiana. Though many counties in New Mexico have banned the sport, it continues to thrive without opposing statewide legislation. 2 weeks ago, police investigated a home in southern Phoenix containing more than 100 roosters. With a number already dead or wounded and with razors and steroids strewn about, there's little question that cockfighting extends beyond New Mexico's borders. In Louisiana, the United Gamefowl Breeders Association, a national cockfighting group, estimates that there are about 100,000 people who breed game cocks and contend that Louisiana could lose $206 million in business if out-of-state cockfighters can't bring their birds there to fight. Sunset, Louisiana is home to the largest cockfighting pit in the United States. The arena has a glass-enclosed ring with about 600 surrounding seats for raucous fans. Armed with sharp metal knives that measure up to 3 inches long and doped on drugs that clot their blood and intensify their aggression, two male roosters combat in a ring of betting spectators as they fight to the death. The birds pierce each other with sharp knives and fight through pain and injury until either they have killed their opponent or are dead. During a cockfight, men bet, drink, and watch roosters fight to a bloody death. No, I'm not talking about hockey here. Sorry, you've been robbed of that violent spectator sport this year, and hopefully you'll be robbed of this one too, huh? Nationwide. During a cockfight, men bet, drink, and watch roosters fight to a bloody death. There is no hunt. There is no mercy. There is no sport. The victims aren't only the roosters, though, because the sport. Page here, Tyler. The sport has numerous casualties. Children are exposed to vicious displays of violence. Grown men lose money in illegal gambling rings. Humanity loses a little respect for the value of life. Proponents of cockfights claim the sport is a part of their cultural heritage and integral to preserving traditions, but they fail to realize that some traditions become outdated and socially unacceptable. And while the fights certainly bring in a small amount of money to the states through tourism, the money is not worth the brutality against innocent animals. Certainly, Cajuns and Hispanics from rural areas have been involved with roosters and cockfights for much of their lives and perceive them as cultural tradition, and legislators must try to preserve respectable cultural traditions without alienating local customs. But cockfighting is simply not a respectable tradition. In New Mexico and Louisiana, polls conducted by animal rights groups have shown the voters' strong desire to rid their respective states of cockfights. Polls have shown that 60% or more of the New Mexico electorate are in favor of a ban. However, legislation failed to pass through the New Mexico Senate in 2003, despite overwhelming support for the measure in the New Mexico House of Representatives. Louisiana House of Representatives continually avoids passing a bill that would eliminate cockfights and have once again trapped bills to ban cockfights in committees. The year of the rooster is a perfect time for state legislators to pass bills that would ban cockfighting. One danger, of course, is that cockfights could go underground. It has to be better, though, to force cockfights into the dark, where eventually they'll disappear, than to have them shining under the spotlight. It's time to wake up to the rooster. So, Ty Thompson, journalism sophomore. Very, very good article there. You know, also related to cockfighting, that animal rights groups are asking filmmakers not to film in New Mexico. And then there's somebody in Louisiana who thought he came up with a solution, according to AP. It says, lawmaker proposes little boxing gloves for cockfighting. And the AP article starts with a quote, who's going to object to chickens fighting like humans do? Everybody wins, Oklahoma State Senator Frank Sheridan said. So, from Oklahoma City, a state senator has a plan for saving Oklahoma's gamefowl industry now that cockfighters are legally prohibited from pitting birds fitted with razor-like spurs. State Senator Frank Sheridan, a longtime defender of cockfighting, is suggesting that roosters be given little boxing gloves so they can fight without bloodshed. The proposal is in a bill that the Democrat is introducing in this legislative session. And doesn't see anybody objecting. He says these are electronic gloves. You can tell who's hitting the other more. Janet Halliburton, no relation to Dick Cheney apparently, because she's an attorney who led the initiative petition drive to ban cockfighting, said, what this is going to do is make a platform for him to continually try to amend the existing ban. They don't want electronic cockfighting any more than anybody else does, or they'd be doing it already. So, we don't we have better things to do with ourselves? I don't know. All right. Anyway, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and a show supported by advertising for vegan and cruelty-free products and services only. Perhaps you represent them, and perhaps you'd like to advertise. The rates are quite affordable, and I hope that you will patronize the sponsors of the show. And you can make a tax-deductible donation also, and you make it payable to Go Vegan, that's Go, V-E-G-A-N, and mail it to P.O. Box 40246, that's 40246, and you mail it to San Diego, and the zip code is 92164. And a very happy President's Day. This is the weekend. It's kind of a nostalgic holiday, President's Day. The title of the official in the United States who actually got elected to head the executive branch of government, similar to the position of dictator that we have today. So I'm nostalgic. President's Day just takes me back to a time when, you know, when we still elected presidents. I know you keep saying, shut up already with the election, and just be happy that when there's no paper trail and the voting machines, we're saving trees. I know that, but again, I'm nostalgic for President's Day. A time when a president used to get elected. One of the presidents whom we celebrate on this day, one of the two presidents, was the highly respected, and this also goes back to a time when presidents were respected. So one of the presidents that we celebrate on this holiday, George Washington, who was quoted as saying, I cannot tell a lie. Well, you see how much the position has changed in just a couple of centuries from then to now. Oh, the other president whom we celebrate is Abraham Lincoln, and a couple of quotes from Abraham Lincoln. I care not much for a man. Let's do this again. It's the revered Abraham Lincoln. Quote, I care not much for a man's religion whose dog or cat are not the better for it. That's one quote from Abraham Lincoln. I care not much for a man's religion whose dog or cat are not much the better for it. Are not the better for it. And then his other quote, I am in favor of animal rights as well as human rights. That is the way of a whole human being. Abraham Lincoln. I am in favor of animal rights as well as human rights. That is the way of a whole human being. We'll continue on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, where we ask you to go vegan. Stop eating animals. Stop wearing animals. Always talking about how delicious Veggianaise is. No vegan kitchen should be without it. It dresses up even the simplest foods, like my favorite sandwich, avocado, tomato, and Veggianaise. Or is it mashed up chickpeas, celery, onions, and veggies? Or a tofu burger with veggies? Well, I do know I love it on baked or steamed yams. Well, you think you'd read about veggies in a cookbook, it winning the American Tasting Institute Award? So I was surprised to see veggies in a book about stroke prevention. Yet there it is, page 194, in Stroke Free for Life by David Weber's MD, Chair, Cerebrovascular Diseases, and Director, Stroke Research Center, Mayo Clinic. And who would know better about a Mayo alternative? Try veggies, now in organic. Available at Follow Your Heart, Canoga Park, California, and natural food stores everywhere. And also from Follow Your Heart, don't forget vegan gourmet cheese alternatives. They come in four flavors. They melt, so you don't have to do without pizza or enchiladas or nachos. I think you're going to enjoy vegan gourmet cheese alternatives. Also, chicken-free chicken from Follow Your Heart. And last week, we had Bob Goldberg, one of the founders and owners of Follow Your Heart, fabulous marketing cafe in Canoga Park, and the people who give us veggies and vegan gourmet cheese alternatives and chicken-free chicken, a lot of great salad dressings. And if you want to hear that show, just go to the website. It's goveganradio.com. And we're archiving each week's show, so this show today will be available practically immediately. And you can hear Bob's show from last week. It's the February 13th program. And if you'd like to sign up for email alerts, you can do that also at goveganradio.com. If you want to run the program, Go Vegan with Bob Linden, from your website, you can do that too, believe it or not. All the details are at the website, goveganradio.com. And I have a message for you now from the Animal Legislative Action Network, from ALANPAC, the Political Action Committee. And from Alan, it says, the March 28th Los Angeles City election will be one of the most important ever for the Los Angeles humane community. It will be a test of whether animal lovers in the city can come together to create a block of votes to remove the indifference to the issues of companion animal abandonment that plague the city. The Animal Legislative Action Network is asking those throughout the city of Los Angeles who care about the way city policies and politics affect the thousands of abandoned dogs and cats and coexistent wildlife within the city, please register to vote. And then vote to remove the current city leadership that has been all but paralyzed in its inability to address the emotional and financial costs of maintaining an impoundment system in the city that destroys over 35,000 adoptable dogs and cats each year. The Animal Legislative Action Network recommends that you vote for Walter Moore for mayor, a relative unknown who has taken up the crusade to stop the killing of adoptable animals immediately. The next endorsement from the Animal Legislative Action Network is in the 5th City Council District, limited by the 405 freeway on the west, Ventura on the north, La Cienega on the east, and Wilshire on the south. The endorsement there is for David Ty Vahedi, whom Alan calls a young, aggressive, tireless crusader for rational, accountable city government. He understands the issues of shelter malfeasance and will work aggressively to make Los Angeles a no-kill city. And finally, in the 3rd District, the Animal Legislative Action Network endorses, and the 3rd District is the West Valley, the Animal Legislative Action Network is endorsing Jeff Bornstein. Jeff is running a grassroots campaign, and Alan says to vote against Dennis Zine. A lot of animal activists, a lot of animal advocates are upset with Dennis Zine and his approach to living with coyotes. And so you would be voting against Zine and for Bornstein, as you would be voting against Jack Weiss and for Vahedi. You can visit the Alan website. It's ALANPAC.com, ALANPAC.com.
Oh, no, now you're going to give the people animal burgers.
Well, they wouldn't do it as a promotional stunt at Bear Auto, I'll tell you that. You know, all those places like, free hot dogs for the kids. No, well, at Bear Auto, vegan ownership means, no, they're not giving the people animal burgers. And, well, They're not giving you lemons either. Bear Auto is your place. If you're a vegan, you will be treated like the vegan important person that you are. Bear Auto in Vista, 1944 South Santa Fe Drive. Open 7 days per week. You can head over there right now. Say hi to Gary. He's a vegan. And there are PETA posters on the walls. And, you know, no high pressure there. Basically, maybe a little from Chet and Lewis, the two rescued sales poodles, who will introduce you to hundreds of recycled cars available, boats and collector cars also. Go to the website. It's BearAutoSales.com, BearAutoSales.com. You'll see the inventory. You'll get directions there and also information on financing. Bear Auto buys cars and will give cash. Okay, we continue now on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, the planet's first and only vegan radio show on commercial airwaves. And let's see, we can look at the events calendar here, and then we'll get into animal news and views. And, compassionate prose and poetry, Heather Kilo Walden, a member of the Go Vegan Texas Collective, and that's a show that was inspired by this radio show, Go Vegan with Bob Linden. They were listening to this program on tapes in Texas there and came up with the idea, well, let's approach the Pacifica station there, and the show has been on the Pacifica outlet, KPFT, and it does very well in the fund drives, and I keep asking KPFK, why are we waiting? Let's do a vegan animal rights program. And KPFK, as wonderful and progressive as it is deaf now for almost 3 years since I've been lobbying them to bring the most important cause in the world onto their station there. You know, no justice, no peace. No peace unless we go vegan. Certainly, peace and war are all interconnected with our bloodthirstiness, our hunger for blood, and for oil, and for water, all impacted by our meat eating. Anyway, Heather Kilo Walden, a member of the Go Vegan Texas Collective, is accepting submissions of prose, poetry, and short essays to compile into a book. The deadline is May 31st. All proceeds will be donated to animal charities countrywide. Heather will read one of her works on the Go Vegan Texas show, and that's on March 7th. And you can go to kpft.org to find out about that show there. Anyway, so she's looking for compassionate prose and poetry, and you can mail it to Animal Charity Book, 5826 92nd Street, Lubbock, Texas. Yes, there is animal liberation going on in Texas. It's everywhere. Animal Charity Book, 5826 92nd Street, Lubbock, Texas, 79424. Or you can email Heather at akindofmagic.com. Heather at akindofmagic.com. Let's see here. SNAP, the Spay-Neuter Action Project, and Feral Cat Coalition are having a fix-a-thon Sunday, March 13th. It's an all-day event in Rancho San Diego. Over 300 unowned cats will be spayed and neutered, and you can be part of 100 volunteers, including 15 vets, and the neuter scooter to try to help set another record. Volunteers are needed. If you're interested in volunteering, please email Dorel. That's Dorel P at Cox.net, D-O-R-E-L-L-P cox@cox.net and email your name and phone number if you have experience with ferals or any specialized trade, and you'll be confirmed by email, and you'll get a call. If you know of feral cats or have feral cats that need to be fixed, call the Feral Cat Coalition hotline to schedule surgery at the Fix-A-Thon. The phone number is 619-497-1599. 619-497-1599. Mark the date on your calendar. We're looking ahead, looking forward to San Diego's 7th annual Bowling for the Animals 2005, where you can win a Las Vegas vacation, fabulous prizes. We'll have wonderful vegan food there. And this is a fun event. Sign up in advance. Get people to pledge. Maybe get somebody to pledge a dollar a pin and then bowl a 300 game. That would be great, huh? So to bowl or to sponsor, you call 760-942-3365. All the information is at the website, bowlingfortheanimals.org, bowlingfortheanimals.org. So hold this date, mark it on your calendar, Sunday, May 1st, 12 noon. We are Bowling for the Animals at Sunset Bowl, 3093 Claremont Drive, and the proceeds will be split among four charitable organizations, and those would be the House Rabbit Society, St. Nicholas Hope for Animals, San Diego Animal Advocates, and Go Vegan Radio, so we can have more money to buy airtime, because we have to buy time on stations every week. Free speech is expensive, and you know, nobody just gives up the time and says, here, insult all the other advertisers on the show for the rest of the week. No, we have to come up with money for that. So hope you'll consider participating this year in that. And, of course, I believe you would probably be interested in participating in, let's see, where did I put that? Where did I put that? Oh, yeah, Animal Rights 2005, the national conference. It's coming up in Los Angeles. And I think you will have a great time there. Early registration discount has been extended through today. So remember I told you last week the rates are going to go up? They didn't go up. You can check it out and register today, ar2005.org/register. Go to ar2005.org. And take advantage. It says, whether you come or not, it's actually cheaper to register now and get a refund if you need to. So you might want to take full advantage of the discount today. And the conference will be held July 7th through the 11th at the fabulous Westin LAX Hotel in Los Angeles. And the accommodations. Well, the rooms come with free dog beds, cruelty-free personal care products, discounted vegan meals, and discounted parking. And you know, we're just going to have a blast at wonderful speakers there. It's a who's who in the animal rights, animal liberation movement. Laurie Bousten and Lawrence Carter Long, Karen Davis, Karen Dunn, Tim Gorski, Michael Greger, Alex Hershef, Steve Hindi. The list goes on and on and on. You'll want to be there. So make sure you go to the website, ar2005.org. And by the way, now you have an opportunity to win a gorgeous faux fur print coat at All Vegan. All Vegan from now through this Tuesday, February 22nd. Each day you make a purchase of $10 or more at All Vegan, you will earn a raffle ticket, and it's a hand-sewn coat with a beautiful hot pink satin lining and shiny black beaded buttons, and is donated to All Vegan. And All Vegan has new hours, by the way. All Vegan will be open on Wednesdays, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and also open... All Vegan is open 6 days per week, Tuesday through Sunday, and that should make it more convenient for you. Go to the website allveganshopping.com and make sure you look for Earth Vegan footwear there. I think, the most comfortable shoes that you could possibly find. And let's see, I think maybe we do the break and then go into animal news and views. So let me see what I have here, a little music, maestro. Yes? Okay. Thank you so much, Leo, our wonderful engineer who makes this show happen every week. So I I can just, you know, take little naps and then get up and talk into the microphone and take little naps again. And yeah, so you're on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And I invite you to support this show. By the way, you know, we're on radio stations in Southern California, but we're also available worldwide now on the internet at goveganradio.com. So tell your friends, okay? Have them listen. And yes, then they will know of the fabulous Earth Vegan footwear. The most comfortable shoes I have ever worn. I invite you to check out the website. It's earthvegan.us. Earthvegan.us. And why are they so comfortable? Well, it's that special design. It's the famous Calso negative heel technology designed by Danish yoga master Anne Calso, promoting a natural way of walking. So comfortable, your head straight, you know, your head is straight, your shoulders roll back, spine and pelvis align, breathing and balance improve, toes spread out and relax, back pain disappears. As I said, I was just walking along Laguna Beach a few weeks ago, barefoot, and I said, oh, this isn't quite comfortable enough. Let me put on my Earth Vegan footwear. And I did. It was more comfortable to walk in my sandal-like Earth Vegans. And you can check out all the styles at the website, too. Certified vegan by the UK Vegan Society, vegan casuals for men and women. And toll-free number, 877-746-3364, 877-746-3364. That's earthvegan.us. Let's see here. Am I covering most of what I'm supposed to cover? I believe so. So, therefore, I did want to mention, by the way, St. Nicholas Hope for Animals has a raffle going on. Selling 300 tickets, $299 a ticket. The prize, an airplane, a brand new Alpine Pioneer plane. So for information on that, call 909-801-0012. Okay? Do that. Send your tax-deductible donation here. Make it payable to Go Vegan, P.O. Box 40246. And that is San Diego, California, 92164. Shall we do animal news and views to round out today's festivities? I believe so. Let's see, taking care of all of my obligations here. Yes, now I continue my obligations to the animals. You remember we had the campaign for so many years to dump Gillette. Dump Gillette, that was the campaign with the bunny rabbit, and because Gillette tested on animals, and finally Gillette acquiesced, and there was no more testing on animals. Well, now Procter & Gamble has bought Gillette, and Procter & Gamble tests on animals, like it does with its Iams dog food. So it's time to apparently to dump Gillette again, huh? Okay. Well, from Reuters, the gruesome task of retrieving the bodies of tsunami victims has turned many Thai rescue workers vegetarian. That's what the newspaper in Thailand said on about a week or so ago. It said, our operations in the first days were not going smoothly. This was a quote from one of the leaders of the rescuers there. There were about 4,000 people who died in the area where he was. He said, quote, after we turned to vegetarian food and lighting joss sticks to the spirits asking for help, the job has become much easier. The newspaper said vegetarian food was all the rage in one nearby village where a makeshift relief kitchen produced about 1,000 boxes of meatless food a day. The newspaper quoted a survivor as saying that the smell of death had put her off meat. Well, talking about the smell of death, about McDonald's, McDevils, from the Guardian newspaper. Well, the government in England there is to review its libel laws after two penniless environmental campaigners who were sued by McDonald's, the global burger chain, this is from the Guardian newspaper, won a ruling at the European Court of Human Rights that their rights to a fair trial and freedom of expression were violated when they were denied legal aid. The libel battle pitted Helen Steele, a part-time barmaid earning 65 pounds a week, and David Morris, a single parent on income support. This was against an expert legal team headed by a 2,000-pound-a-day lawyer. 2,000 pounds, that's about $4,000 a day. This was in a 313-day trial, the longest in English legal history. The victory in Strasbourg, France, hailed by the attorney for the defendants, hailed as a turning point in the law of libel, will force the government to take steps to redress the balance between rich and poor in defamation cases. Anyway, so the world's biggest fast food chain spent an estimated £10 million, or $20 million, on the case, which involved 28 pretrial applications. The pair had to represent themselves with sporadic free help, and so that was deemed unfair. McDonald's sued Ms. Steele and Mr. Morris, both from North London, in 1990 over leaflets headed "What's Wrong with McDonald's?", which they distributed outside the burger chain's restaurants. These leaflets accused the chain of exploiting children, cruelty to animals, destroying the rainforest, paying low wages, and peddling unhealthy food. The Human Rights Court in Strasbourg ruled that the inequity was chilling. You know, when they originally lost their case, it still was said by the court that their claims were actually correct in many instances. So, anyway, there you have it. Vindication for those who would speak out against McDonald's. I got a press release from the Animal Liberation Press Office. The headline, where are we on time? Okay. ALF continues South Bay campaign against fast food giants. Torrance McDonald's struck twice in week's time. From the press release, a McDonald's restaurant at 24650 Crenshaw Boulevard in Torrance was targeted, it says, yesterday, which would have meant the 13th, was targeted the 13th, the morning of the 13th, for the second time in 1 week by the Animal Liberation Front, ALF, who again smashed windows and used graffiti to inform the public about continuing animal cruelty. The location had barely finished cleaning up after a similar attack exactly a week earlier. A nearby Carson Kentucky Fried Chicken at Figueroa and Carson Streets was attacked as well, bringing the total hits in the area to at least 5 in the preceding 3 months. McDonald's has been designated a poster company for the fast food, meat, and dairy industries, which are responsible for massive and unimaginable animal cruelty, as well as participating in environmentally destructive practices and anti-union efforts. After the longest-running civil trial in British history, two activists prevailed over the corporate giant in their efforts to continue producing a leaflet entitled "What's Wrong with McDonald's?". Statements in the pamphlet detailing animal suffering, environmental destruction, and detriment to human health caused by McDonald's products were deemed to be true by the courts. KFC was recently targeted by PETA, who asked the company to only buy and kill chickens from growers who provided them with slightly larger cages. The animal liberation movement is vehemently opposed to such acts of animal welfareism, which only serve to appease those who exploit and kill animals for human pleasure. The press release continues, as I am quoting, "Activists unable to compete with advertising campaigns costing hundreds of millions of dollars have turned to symbolic actions such as last Sunday's that direct the public's attention to the unethical business practices of giant corporations. The Animal Liberation Front is an underground organization working to end exploitation of non-human animals, frequently in ways that violate current law, not unlike those who violated the law to free human slaves a mere 150 years ago. No arrests have been made in either of the recent actions." End quote on that press release. And then I see here, what's this? This is from the Associated Press. What happens when a man eats nothing but McDonald's food for 30 days? It's a lesson that school children across the country are about to find out. Morgan Spurlock, director and star of Supersize Me, a film of epic proportions, is releasing an edited version of the film for classrooms, and the school version of the Academy Award-nominated film is scheduled to be released after the February 27th Oscar ceremony. And How does McDonald's respond in the last few days? Well, how am I doing on time here? Well, McDonald's is giving away free samples of Chicken Selects. Yes, that's what McDonald's has been doing the past few days. McDonald's knowing with mad cow disease on the horizon, the writing is on the wall, people are giving up their burgers, but McDonald's is betting on chicken because people have this weird preconception that chicken is healthier than cow. But I don't know. Can anybody say Mick Salmonella? Because I have this report from National Desk at U.S. Newswire. A new report concludes that patients with antibiotic-resistant infections caused by Salmonella bacteria are more likely to suffer potentially deadly bloodstream infections than are patients with non-resistant Salmonella. Salmonella, a leading bacterial cause of food poisoning, is responsible for 1.4 million poisoning cases and about 500 deaths per year. The study published in the February 15th issue of the Journal of Infectious Diseases notes that the antibiotic resistance in Salmonella bacteria chiefly results from using antibiotics in food animals. This study here, quote, "This study drives home the health consequences of Salmonella bacteria becoming more resistant to antibiotics," said David Walinga, MD, a physician with the Institute of Agriculture and Trade Policy. Of course, treating these increasingly resistant bugs helps, what they're saying in the article here is that the animals are given the antibiotics not for disease, but to promote growth. And, food-related deaths are underestimated. Vietnam's largest city is ordering a mass killing of poultry. Reuters reporting, Ho Chi Minh City has ordered the slaughter of all poultry in hopes of stamping out the deadly bird flu virus that has killed 13 people in Vietnam in recent weeks. The city of 10 million people had already ordered the killing of all of its ducks, and now it has ordered the killing of all of its chickens because there is fear of a pandemic of bird flu that could kill millions around the world. And local animal activists in the San Diego area, the Animal Protection and Rescue League, are saying thanks to Jeff Strauss over at, a restaurant that has been rated number one in the Zagat study, and that's Pamplemousse. It has agreed to discontinue serving foie gras. So they have shown they've had a heart there, and foie gras, exploded liver of force-fed animals. You can go to the website. You can go to stopforcefeeding.com. Stopforcefeeding.com for information on that. And let's see, where are we? Oh, gosh. Canadian beef entered the U.S. due to lax oversight. This from the USDA and a story from Reuters. Lax oversight by the U.S. Agriculture Department and confused food safety inspectors were to blame for imports of 42,000 pounds of Canadian beef products in 2004 that violated a U.S. mad cow disease ban, federal investigators said this past Wednesday. I guess I'll have to continue with this story next week. If mad cow disease gets your goat, maybe it should, because now it's showing up in goats in France. And the best thing to do, go vegan. Stop eating animals. I tell you, it's the key to health, environmental sustainability. And let's get that violence off of our plates, huh? Let's do that. Okay, I thank you for listening to Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Tune in next week. Please, I need your tax-deductible donation. Send it to Go Vegan. Make your check payable to Go Vegan and mail it to P.O. Box 40246, San Diego, California, 92164. A revolution, and we stand for